We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. At the recommendation of Western New York civic and community leader Michael Bellani, we have a young lady with us who's really a very dynamic young entrepreneur. And Michael said she's probably the youngest guest you've ever had on this show, and I think she is. She's 18. We've been on the air for 30 years, and usually most of our guests are 60 or 70 years old. So she is the youngest. It's Gabby Bergstrom is our guest today. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. She's a freshman at Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts, majoring in business administration. She's a 2020 graduate of Grand Island Senior High School, where she graduated in the top 10% of her class with a 3.9 GPA. That's a lot better than I did when I was in high school. The highlight of her high school career were her 5 years spent in DECA, an international competitive business and marketing club, serving as vice president of communications, vice president, president, and culminating as being elected at the 2019-2020 New York State DECA president. Our guest today, Gabby Bergstrom. So let's talk about you first. You're a young entrepreneur at the age of 18. Let's talk about your entrepreneurial business efforts. Tell us about yourself, Gabby Bergstrom.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's such a pleasure to be on today. And I'm so excited to talk about some of the things that I love, such as entrepreneurship. So myself and two other sophomores, when we were in high school, were part of DECA, which, like you previously said, is a competitive business and marketing club. And to win at the state level and national level, we knew we were going to have to do something pretty outside of the box. So as we were kind of just thinking and brainstorming of different ideas, we were looking at the different categories that we were able to join. And one of those being a category that you had to start your own business and be able to prove ownership of a legitimate business. So we kind of laughed it off at first and were joking around about it. Thought it was a cool idea, but never thought that we would actually be able to kind of make that all happen. But as we started just kind of allowing time to go by and just allow ourselves to kind of marinate on the ideas a bit, we actually found a property on Grand Island, 1437 Ferry Road, which is a waterfront property that has a beautiful dock overlooking the river. It's a very small space, but it ended up being perfect for what we were trying to do. And so that May, we started just brainstorming ideas, and we came up with the idea of Casey's Cabana, which is a seasonal waterfront restaurant. We serve summer foods, hamburgers, hot dogs. It's a very casual atmosphere, but it ended up turning into this great thing. Because that location had so many owners previously that weren't able to keep up with what the community needed, we ended up being the perfect fit because it turned out after a lot of research that all they wanted was consistency. So it hadn't been the same owner for 2 years in a row for probably 3 or 4 years before that. So now this being upcoming our fourth summer in operation, the community has just kind of embraced all that we are. We may be small, but we kind of are a very niche market, and we're exactly what that area was looking for.
Very good. It sounds like a very good fit in Grand Island. Casey's Cabana Hot Dog Stand with our guest, Gabby Bergstrom. Let's talk a little bit more about this hot dog stand, which you opened as a DECA sophomore. Who manned it? What were the different jobs of different people? What were the hours? Who were the clientele? Let's talk more about Casey's Cabana Hot Dog Stand. Gabby Bergstrom.
Okay. So we actually currently employ 10 high school students, and that has kind of been our vision from the beginning, just making sure that we're providing a place where we can be giving back to the community as much as we can. And we quickly realized that there wasn't a place on the island that was consistently hiring only high school students. So since the beginning, like I said, that's been our goal, and we have been able to stick to that ever since. On a normal shift, we have anywhere between 3 and 5 employees working. On the weekends, we do get extremely busy, and we have been progressively busier each summer so far. So we have continued to up our employee requirements. We have somebody grilling, we have someone preparing, we have somebody on the cash register, and we provide a training at the beginning of the year, which offers just some insights into customer service and marketing strategies. And something that's really unique about us is we obviously are owned by 3 very young people, but we really require a lot of our employees when it comes to management because we want them all to have a say in it. Of course, we have 3 final decision makers, but it's really important to us that our employees are involved in the decision-making process and are able to learn alongside us. Our hours are 11 to 7, 7 days a week, which has been super successful so far. In our second year of operation, we did shorten those just because we noticed the lunch crowd wasn't exactly where we needed it to be at 11 a.m. But our third year this past summer, we extended it again because of COVID and stuff. There weren't a lot of restaurants open, so it was perfect. People were coming early, staying for a long time, and just enjoying the views.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a big success. Did you pay these students, or are they there as DECA volunteers?
Yep, everyone that we employ is a paid New York State registered employee. They all get W-2s and W-4s, and they go through a complete process. They have insurance, workers' compensation, all sorts of stuff.
Very good. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the challenges of having a youth-owned, operated cabana stand for profit. What were the challenges? Were there problems with training, people showing up on time, people slacking off, discipline, rules? Let's talk about these challenges in running this youth-owned business with young people.
Yes. Okay, so of course, there were countless challenges, especially at the beginning. We had no idea what we had gotten ourselves into when we first decided to sign that lease on the property and begin this process. So I guess the first biggest challenge was our age, just bottom line. We were unable to get a bank account at first. We weren't able to sign certain paperwork that was required to start a business. So there were a ton of things that we kind of had to just work through. So in the first few years, we had to hire a silent partner that is now has no decision-making abilities. They are just strictly on there to ensure that we can get all the proper items that we need, such as a bank account and a credit card and stuff like that. Another thing is, especially when we're hiring just high school employees, is their commitment to the job. So the first year, we hired a lot of our friends because we kind of got the ball rolling a little bit later, and we're unable to do interviews and stuff like that. So we had to depend on people that we had known previously. And it's great to know your friends and to hire your friends, but until you're their boss, you don't realize, like, who they really are when it comes to working. So we definitely had to work through some of that awkwardness of being your boss versus being the employee, and then understanding that we were there to help them learn and grow, and we wanted them to learn and grow with us. But we needed them to kind of assume an employee position and be willing to take criticism from us and change some of their habits just so they could be a more effective employee for Casey's Cabana. So that was definitely a little bit awkward and continues to still be a little bit challenging. Now that we're getting a little bit older, it's a little bit easier to kind of take command of the group. And we've had some of the employees since the beginning, so now they're really starting to feel at home and feel the same dedication to Casey's Cabana that we do as owners, which is great. They're starting to feel responsibility and understand that we want them all to have the same opportunities as us. And if when they listen to us and kind of come alongside us, the whole process just works a whole lot better.
Wonderful. A great success story with our guest, a young entrepreneur and leader with DECA when she was in high school, Gabby Bergstrom. She's now a freshman at Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts. If you're listening in Grand Island, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So drop us a note. Little plug here. Looking for a gift for folks who treasure their Polish heritage, a gift that they will get every week of the year for $35, the price of one annual subscription. You get two subscriptions to the Ampol Eagle. There is more to Polonia than attending an event once a year. Polish and Polish-American news, history, music, culture, events, recipes, and religion fill these pages week after week. Get two gifts for the price of one by calling 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. This buy one, get one free Ampol Eagle offer is available until Christmas and applies to new subscribers only. The Ampol Eagle. A little bit more information about Gabby Bergstrom, our guest on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Sadly, the school closure due to COVID-19 pandemic in the final quarter of Gabby's year cost her a lot of activities and opportunities, including the prom, a formal graduation ceremony, although they had one at Beaver Island State Park. And the most important one for Gabby Bergstrom was the DECA International Career Development Conference. A real go-getter, bright young lady, who was really active in setting up Casey's Cabana hot dog stand in Grand Island as a DECA sophomore. So let's talk a little bit about running a for-profit business. Now, this might be difficult for sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school to understand what you have to do to make a profit, how you keep costs and expenses low, and how you get people in to buy the product so you can generate a profit. Let's talk about that challenge. Gabby Bergstrom.
All right. Thank you, Brian. So there's a lot of challenges associated with that, just like anything else. But for us, the first thing that we struggled with was just where to even begin. So with a lot of help of our high school mentor, Cheryl Chamberlain, and some marketing specialists on the island, such as Michael Bellani and others, Ryan McCarthy, who were so willing and able to just kind of walk alongside us and help us in that process, we were able to jump over some of those initial hurdles to just get going. And so when we're talking about a for-profit business, it can be a little bit challenging because you really have to shop around for products, figure out what you're going to sell, what's going to make the most money. Is there something that's really great and it's okay if you don't make a lot of money on because you know you're making your customers happy? You have to kind of start just thinking about all of these questions that you may not think of when you just go to the grocery store and are buying meals for just your family. So what we started with was just shopping around. So we now shop at a few different locations and stores and vendors just to get what we need for the price that we wanted it at. Which was challenging at first because we would never want to make anyone unhappy. We would talk to vendors and feel like they had the best deal just to find out that somebody else had what we were looking for even cheaper. And this year with the pandemic, it was a little bit chaotic when it came to our prices just because things were going up and down constantly because the economy was so uncertain. And just kind of trying to figure out, do we raise our prices at any point? Or do we kind of just like weather this storm and then reevaluate next year, which ended up being how we chose to address this situation. Our goal since the beginning has been to be an affordable lunch and dinner location. We're not in it to make $1 billion. We do it because we're learning from it and because we love it. So just kind of starting off with what your goal is and how much money you want to make is super, super important. And that's kind of what we did at first. We figured out what our markup price would be, which is just how much money you want to make from the product versus how much you buy it for. And then from there, you have to figure in sales tax and things like that just to ensure that you're getting just the base amount of money that you need to pay the government back for the operations that you're running as well.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from Gabby Bergstrom, a youth entrepreneur and freshman at Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts. I'd like to mention that next week we'll have Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. And I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, Native American business leader J.C. Seneca, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, and former Erie County Republican Vice Chairman Dr. John Bruce Long. Let's talk about your spiritual base. Michael Bellani tells me that you have a deep and strong spiritual base in your life. Let's talk about that. Gabby Bergstrom.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that up. That's a huge part of who I am today. I grew up in a family, a Christian family that went to church every Sunday and just had a super strong faith. And that has really brought me to where I am today. Gordon College is actually a Christian college. And it's my pleasure to be able to go and to study along fellow believers. And I think that just kind of having a faith, especially in the business world, is really, really important because we live in such a broken world and it's so difficult to kind of tread these muddy and unclear waters when you don't have a firm foundation of what you believe and who you are. And so just being a Christian in this kind of crazy time, and especially in the business world, has just allowed me to stand firm in what I believe and make decisions that may not always be easy, but that are super important to make.
Very good. Now, Michael Bellani also tells me that you have very supportive parents in your life. Could you tell us a little bit about your parents and what type of structure and support and encouragement they provide for you? Gabby Bergstrom.
Yes, definitely. My parents are great. I'm an only child, so they focus most of their time and energy into my life, which is so great. And I have so many friends that can't say the same. So it's such an honor to have parents in my life that are willing to just kind of go on these crazy journeys with me and challenge me in so many ways. My dad was definitely my biggest supporter when it came to Casey's Cabana. He likes to take risks and enjoys the reward as well. My mom plays it safe a little bit more, but she was super excited and encouraging when it came to this especially. But they are constantly encouraging me to follow my dreams and do things that may be challenging and may not work out, but to learn from them, if nothing else. They are at Casey's Cabana constantly supporting me in everything I do. They come to visit me at college all the time. They're just two great people to have in my life and have continued to support me in everything I do ever since I was a baby.
Oh, you're lucky to have such wonderful parents. I'm talking today with Gabby Bergstrom, a freshman at Gordon College. She was the past New York State DECA president. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Montreal, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Again, Gabby Bergstrom was active with Casey's Cabana Hot Dog Stand, which she opened as a DECA sophomore. And this continues to be operated as a youth-owned business for profit. So she's now a freshman at Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts, majoring in business administration. That sounds like a good fit because you started this business, Casey's Cabana Hot Dog Stand in Grand Island. Let's talk about what you're studying, what you're doing with college, and tell us a little bit about Gordon College. I'm not really familiar with this Christian college, so tell us about you and Gordon College.
Yeah, of course. So Gordon College, like I said previously, is a really small Christian school. It's in the greater Boston area, so it's about a half hour from Boston and 45 minutes from Maine. It's in just a beautiful location. The campus is very big compared to how many students we have. They have tons of woods and are just utilize their space so well, especially during this pandemic. We have been in person this whole time, which is so great. We've been able to attend classes and make friends, which has been just such a great opportunity. At Gordon College, I am currently the Director of Business Management for the student government. So I'm in charge of making purchases and approving budgets for the different clubs and organizations on campus. I also am playing in on their NCAA Division III softball team, which has been so great. My team is just wonderful to be around, and it has been so great to be on a new team and make new friends with these girls. And Gordon has just such a special place in my heart because I've always loved the Boston area and just enjoyed being here so much. But now going to college here has just been such an incredible opportunity, and I've been making so many new friends. My suite mates are from San Diego and Colorado. One of my best friends there lives in Massachusetts. It's just been such a great opportunity.
Wonderful.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. I just want to talk a little bit more about my business administration degree and path. So I am studying business administration, which is just kind of the interworkings of business. It's not as specified as maybe some business leaders would recommend getting into in college, but I'm a little unsure what I want to do with my degree. So it's been very important to me to kind of just start broad and then focus in from there. So currently, I believe that I'm going to start a track to get a master's in finance after my 4 years. So that's kind of what I'm leaning towards, but still uncertain. But that's just such a great blessing with the business administration degree. You're able to do so much with it, and you learn so much along the way as well.
Wonderful. We have about 5 minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Our guest today is Gabby Bergstrom, freshman at Gordon College, young entrepreneur who started Casey's Cabana hot dog stand with DECA in Grand Island, recommended by civic and community leader in West New York, Michael Bellani. Let's talk a little bit about the highlights of your high school career, spending 5 years with DECA. Tell us about those 5 years. What was that all about, Gabby Bergstrom?
Of course. So I started actually as a freshman, or excuse me, I started as an eighth grader in the middle school. Grand Island has one of the only what we call a JV DECA program in the state, which is super cool. And it was such an honor to be a part of, led by Mrs. Mary Jane Fonte. She was such a great leader and mentor to me, especially in those beginning years. It was one of those things that you had to be asked to be in. And I was so happy to have been asked, but I wasn't sure at all if it would be my style or if it would be something that I would enjoy. But my parents, once again, encouraged me to just give it a shot. They said 1 year, and if you don't like it, you can get out. So I did it for my eighth grade year and ended up falling in love with it. I did a presentation, a sales demonstration presentation, where I had to pick an item to sell and create a presentation for it and sell it to the judges. And I ended up actually placing third in the state that year, which was crazy to me and pretty unheard of, as middle schoolers barely made it to states, let alone placed while they were there. So it was super. It was such an incredible opportunity for me and super eye-opening as to, hey, like maybe this is where I'm supposed to be and maybe I do really love this. So, of course, after that first year, I continued along, placed a few other times at states, attended nationals 3 times. Well, my senior year would have been my 3rd time, and just had such a great time. I did multiple things. Obviously, I owned Casey's Cabana. We volunteered constantly, which is something that I love to do, and I definitely get my love for that from DECA, for sure. And then becoming New York State DECA president was just such an honor. It was not something that I ever thought that I'd be able to accomplish, nor that I wanted to do. But with the help of a lot of people in the DECA community, including my high school advisor, Mrs. Cheryl Chamberlain, I was able to really succeed through that. I had to do lots of campaigning at our state career conference and do multiple interviews just to kind of get there, but I ended up winning and becoming the state president, which was such an honor. I led a team of four other amazing individuals from all across the state who were just so supportive and so great at their jobs, which made my job so much easier.
We have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. This is a great honor from 2019 to 2020 for you to be a statewide president of DECA. You're probably 17 years old at the time. Tell us a little bit more about the challenges and working with different students in different cities and towns throughout the state of New York. Go a little bit more into detail on that. Gabby Bergstrom.
Yes. So the first challenge that I faced was figuring out how to be a leader while also being their friend. It was really challenging at first because so we all went into the state career conference campaigning for the same position. We had all gone there wanting to be president. And then the panel of judges decides what you're going to run for. So a lot of them ended up not running for or getting the position that they had gone there and intended on receiving. So that was definitely challenging at first, just figuring out how to kind of come alongside them and show them that I wasn't any better than them, nor was I better at presenting or anything like that. And I know that those were thoughts that they had all voiced to me, and they were just nervous about how we were all going to be able to work as a team. So definitely figuring out how to kind of wrangle us all in and focus us all on one goal was super challenging at first. And of course, with it, the COVID-19 pandemic, kind of being creative on how we can change DECA and morph it into something that can be virtual or hopefully can be in person again soon. We were fortunate enough to have the State Career Conference this year, which is something that all members look forward to every year in Rochester, New York. There's 7,000 people that go, and it's a huge event that myself and my board planned and got to participate in, which was so great. And it was actually our 60th anniversary, New York DECA's 60th anniversary this year. So it was a huge celebration. There were lip sync battles and competitions and all sorts of fun happening. But it was definitely challenging kind of figuring out how to honor DECA, especially in our 60th year, and figure out.
I'm sorry we have to come to a close, but you're a wonderful young entrepreneur. We admire Gabby Bergstrom, our guest today, who started Casey's Cabana Hot Dog Stand with DECA and became the New York State DECA president. Special thanks to Mike Bellani for recommending this program, and Kevin Carr, who's been our tremendous director of production for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Gabby Bergstrom, and have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.